Welcome to the Yap Chat, the podcast where youth ambassadors share their stories of leadership and service.
Hi, my name is Allison Brown, and I'm part of the Toys for Tots Youth Ambassador Program. Welcome to Yap Chat, and this is my story with Toys for Tots.
Can you share how your family first got involved with Toys for Tots and what drew you to the mission?
Yeah, so it all started with this little scouting group that we do. It's called American Heritage Girls. The mission of the program is raising women of integrity through God, family, community, and country. And we do a lot of community service through that. And so one of the things that we got invited to one year was Toys for Tots. And it was like 2018. Mm-hmm. And we had like started distribution, so you're like helping people, like taking people around and like shopping. It was really, really fun. And then we kept coming back every single year. And then when I was going into my freshman year, our coordinator at the time told me about this new program that they were doing called the Youth Ambassador Program, and that he was going to nominate me for it. And I was like, okay, sounds kind of cool, you know, like that might be interesting. And then like that, like after he had nominated me, we heard that I had won it, yeah. And I was a youth ambassador, and I was like, okay, well, what does that mean? So, like, you know, I had to, like, navigate, like, a whole year doing, like, youth ambassador things, and we had already been involved with the program, so it was really easy to, like, plan things. It was really, really fun. And then the next year, my mom took over as the coordinator for our campaign, there it is. And now, like, we're all just super involved with it. Emmy's a youth ambassador now, and even Dad, who's Army, loves it.
fantastic. Is there anything else that anybody wants to share, or kind of their experience getting into it? Because I know that once Mom took over, it became a whole different animal, right?
Full force.
Okay, all right. So, Mom, as the coordinator, what has been the most rewarding part of leading the local campaign, you know, for your area and Centerville, right? Centerville?
Yeah. Yes. So Centerville is one tiny town in a, we actually cover five counties of the Mid-Shore of Maryland. And I think the most rewarding thing that we've gotten out of it as a family is how much time we spend together as a family through Toys for Tots, but also growing this campaign. So we've over doubled our size, and this will be our third year. And then we just the stories we get back from families about, you know, gifts and toys and grandmas. We have a lot of grandparents that have custody of their grandkids, and I think that's really special, is emails and cards and things that we're getting after Christmas time that are pictures of the kids with their toys, and just the thankfulness and the gratitude of people in our local community. So it's really like a farm town where we live. So everything is about family and community. And that's what we're trying to create with Mid-Shore Toys for Tots.
Cool.
And I think what's really great about the campaign is not only has it grown, but the people that want to volunteer, mm-hmm. we've been able to, through our family connections, bring a more youthful volunteer base mm-hmm. to the campaign and just expand just the impact locally that really does provide such a great outreach to the need of the community. And so it's been fun to see other families through American Heritage Girls and just family friends that have since volunteered themselves and their mm-hmm. and countless hours throughout the year to help the program as it's continued to grow.
Okay, awesome. What is being a youth ambassador mm-hmm. meant to you? Like what has it shown you? How has it helped you grow?
Yeah.
You know, those sort of things. Like what are the things that stand out, you know?
Like I get this question a lot, and I think it's really evolved over my 4 years of being a youth ambassador, because mm-hmm. if you'd asked me 3 years ago, I would have been like, well, I really have a heart for service, so like, you know, like making a bigger impact and like help it, like, because I just love service. Like I just love doing service, community service, any kind of service. But now, really being a mentor now for the past 2 years, it's really like making an impact on younger kids and like how showing them how they can make it their own while also following in the footsteps of like many other like amazing people. Like, you know, like if you really love General Lasseter and you love what he's like pushing as a year-round force for good, like how can you make that impact in your community? And like, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, that makes perfect sense.
And I think people starting to recognize Allie outside of like other things. We, Avery plays soccer, and on the soccer field the other day, a little girl went running by and as in a game and was like, "You came to my school in red." And I was like, Allie was the one that came to her school in red at a Title I school, and she got to take home a book. And so how fun is that, that even in a soccer uniform, she knows who we are. So.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, kind of a local celebrity, in right?
So. I guess.
Well, I mean, now you're going to be a national celebrity because you are the Youth Ambassador of the Year.
Yeah.
And what does that really mean to you? And how do you feel that you achieved that? You know, because you don't. None of the Youth Ambassadors know who's going to be Youth Ambassador of the Year,
yeah.
Right? You know, it's through what you're doing in your community. It's how you're, you know, portraying yourself as a face for Toys for Tots. You know, so how do you feel like what you've done over the last year and several years has allowed you to become Youth Ambassador of the Year this year?
Yeah, so really, like, what it makes me feel is really grateful that, like, the people at Toys for Tots recognize, like, my hard work and, like, what I've put into it the past 4 years. And, like, it just makes me want to keep going with the program, really. Like, I know that I'm aging out, but obviously I'll still could probably come back for, like, distribution and events and help Emmy plan all of her things because I just love it. And what it means to me, oh, gosh, like, it's just, like, such an honor. Like, really, like, what I literally all I can express is gratitude, like, for real. Because I put, like, hours of work into planning events and having people, like, volunteers come to distribution and, like, buying teen gifts every year and, like, having people donate to me, making Amazon wish lists, like, and I think, like, it's really hard because there's a lot of things that go into being a youth ambassador. Like, you have to plan events and you have to do the monthly choice board and you have to attend all the meetings and, like, you know, you have to do all the things. And I think that, like, sometimes you can really see the ones who, like, go above and beyond on what they're just asked to do. Like, obviously, Janessa last year, like, we all knew she was going to be it because she's amazing. Hi, Janessa. Anyways, but, like, you can just, like, you can always pick, like, a few out of the group who are, like, wow, they're doing a really good job, and, like, they should be recognized for that. So, like, me being picked out of the small group into just the one category means, like, a lot to me.
Oh, absolutely. And then being able to come out to St. Louis
and
be a part of the training that we have out here with over, I think it's over 450 coordinators and all the Marine units. And you've got, we're going to have at least two generals here, you know. So, I mean, it's a huge event. You know, it's annual training. So that means all the new coordinators, and I'm sure that you got to do this for your first time when you became a coordinator, you know, come out and they learn everything, but then they learn about the Youth Ambassador program because they don't know about it yet, because they don't even know anything about what they're going to be, you know, dived into, you know. And so, you know, how do you think that affects them as a coordinator, as you showing up and saying, hey, I'm Youth Ambassador of the Year, you know, this is what I do, and you can find one yourself in your local community. You know, how do you think that feels?
I think that, like, honestly, I think that most coordinators are going to be, like, really surprised about it and that they even have the opportunity to do that because, like, I feel like as a coordinator, especially, like, my mom being one, like, I know that a lot of pressure goes on them to, like plan distribution and have people host the distribution for us and, like, help us buy toys and donate and pick up boxes, and there's so many things that go into it. So, like, having a youth ambassador not necessarily, like, takes a load off of them, but gives them more time for them to work behind the scenes while the youth ambassador can, like, make the bigger impact, like, with the people, like, make the connection with the people. Absolutely. I feel like is that, like, how my job really works, like, with that, and, like, having Emmy do that as well, like, us being kind of, like, not necessarily, like, the faces, but, like, we're the people who, like, are, like, please raise money for us, like, give us these, like, you should come pick up boxes with us, it's really fun, you should come to distribution, while my mom is, like, the one putting in all the hard work, like, where are we gonna have the distribution? Who's going to volunteer? Like, you know?
And I would say to any new coordinator coming in for the Youth Ambassador Program, one of the things that General Lasseter said at the first training session today was think of branding beyond toys. And a Youth Ambassador is a great brand ambassador for you, for Toys for Tots. Mm-hmm. Like, this children helping children message that Toys for Tots is trying to grow is just a great piece to add to your campaign. Mm-hmm. Like, Allie's children events people love them. More adults came to our Christmas in July kids bingo than they brought kids, right? Like, because they just want to be a part of Toys for Tots and something fun that this girl's planning.
Absolutely.
And I also think that the Youth Ambassador Program is so impactful throughout the year because they mm-hmm. can do events throughout the year mm-hmm. and take the load off of a lot of the volunteers that are so focused on the distribution aspect of the program. Mm-hmm. And so I think the literacy program and other events that can happen through the summer when they're off from school can be so impactful that takes an additional augmentation to some of these local events that mm-hmm. happen mainly in that kind of Christmas time frame. And so I've been pretty impressed to hear from Allie and other youth ambassadors anecdotally about some of the things they do year round that really do impact those local communities and those local campaigns. And it's been exciting to see it continue to grow through the Youth Ambassador Program.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, because we have, I mean, our year round program is expanding every year. It's getting bigger and bigger. Mm-hmm. And, you know, over the last couple of years, we've introduced our foster child initiative, which is huge, and it's growing and growing and growing. We also have an outdoor initiative that the general's kind of playing with right now, and you know, wanting to see how well it can take off, and combining that with other initiatives so that it's bringing the children outside and outdoors. And so, you know, I think those are fantastic programs that are going to really expand the overall Toys for Tots impact mm-hmm. that we have. So you're coming up. You're going to be the next youth ambassador, you know, for your campaign. Mm-hmm. What is the most exciting thing about that? What is going to drive you this year to really do amazing things?
Well, Allie's probably going to be my main inspiration because, you know, Youth Ambassador of the Year and all of that fancy stuff. But I really want to, I like Allie said, I do like service too, and I love seeing children's faces light up after their Christmas gifts. It's just so amazing to see what we do and how we help. Mm-hmm. And I want to be a part of that. I want to be a little deeper. So that's why I tried to become a Youth Ambassador. And even though I'm more of a follower, I'm going to try and be a leader for this because I want to be a inspiration for other children so when the next generation of youth ambassadors come, they can always look up to other kids and see what they did and get inspired off of that.
Oh, absolutely. And then, I mean, going back to when you first started, were you a leader at that time?
Oh, probably not.
Right. You know? So, you know, you're following in the right footsteps, mm-hmm. you're doing the right things, you know, I think you're gonna become just as amazing as Allie is. You know, you've got great parents that are leading the way and, you know, showing you the path that you can go. And, you know, it is about growth. You know, the Youth Ambassador Program is not only, you know, just a program for children helping children, but it's about growing leadership mm-hmm. in our community with the younger generations and showing that, hey, this is something that you can do later on in life. You can become a coordinator. Right. Like we've talked to Janessa, you know, she's like, oh, I don't have a campaign in that area. Well, guess what? You can do that because mm-hmm. you've ran events yeah. mm-hmm. and you know how the program works, mm-hmm. you know. So growing as a leader, I think, is going to be, you know, one of the biggest parts for you, you know, because mm-hmm. right now you say you're a follower, but really, you've stepped into a leadership role already without even knowing it, you know?
Yeah.
You're going to be leading all of the other children and that are in your area, the other youth that are, you know, mm-hmm. your same age, and they're going to see you and they're going to go, wow, that's awesome. You are doing something so cool. You get to stand in front of a camera when the news comes around and, you know, talk to them, and you get to host all these events and help out other children that, you know, otherwise wouldn't receive a gift during the holiday season, you know? So that's huge. It's a big thing. So I'm glad you're ready for that and excited, right? So, you know, how does having the entire family volunteering for Toys for Tots really kind of expand the mission, but also bring you guys together and, you know, just overall, what does it do for your guys' family growth?
So as a proud veteran, one of the things I think the cornerstone of our family has been focused on giving back to local communities, individuals that served, maybe passed away, law enforcement, first responders. It's a big part of what I believe is so important of making an impact locally. So from a service perspective, I couldn't be more proud of the entire family's involvement and impact locally, not just in Toys for Tots, but a variety of other ways we do that locally. Fallen soldiers that come through, we stand by the side of the roads. We honor those. We go to local events that support first responders and veterans. Could not be more proud of what Allie's done as a youth ambassador. And there's no doubt in my mind why she is the Youth Ambassador of the Year. Her growth and impact in so many different ways is just that continuation of the family's focus on service and local impact. And I believe it's such a great mission, and it's fun to foster new relationships in general. And again, from a family perspective, we've seen so many other families and involved individuals in our local community want to get involved. And it's really been because of Jamie as the coordinator and Allie as the youth ambassador. So they're a great 1-2 punch, but I think it's all focused on service, and I think it's a great impact.
And I think that we make decisions as a family, that we're a very close-knit family. We spend a lot of time together since I homeschool them. And when Greg Manning was the coordinator before me, when he asked, I don't know that he asked, he said, "You're going to take over this campaign." And I went home and told Mike, and then we talked to the girls, because it had to be a family decision, because it does take a lot of my time and a lot of our time as a family. And, you know, Allie will spend her 18th birthday this year at one of our biggest collection points, our Christmas parade. And that's just how it is, right? Because in December, that's what we do. We do Toys for Tots. So
October through December.
Yeah, December's a hard push, though. So, but as a family, we do it together, and I think that's the most important part.
So as the youngest member, I'm going to ask you the same question, but I'm going to phrase it a little bit different. How has it helped you connect more with your older siblings and your parents?
Well, I guess it's just like how my family responds to their following for Jesus, and they want to like help other people is more important to like the other people that my parents want to show, and my sisters want to show their love, that everything's possible if you just put your mind and your heart to it, if you just believe that if you can do it, anything's possible.
All right. So you're going to be a youth ambassador as well then, right?
3 years.
Yeah. You know, let's talk about a particular moment in a past holiday season that you guys really stands out in your mind. And I know we kind of talked about it briefly yesterday. You can use that one. You can use a different one. Whatever's really, you know, stands out for you guys as a family. And, you know, let's talk about that. Let's see what that story is.
I don't know. There's like so many.
You want to go keeper, or you want to go like
both?
All right. Why don't you share the keeper? Do you want me to start with the keeper?
Yeah, probably.
One of our favorites from last year, or hardest, I might. We're from Maryland, and the Key Bridge was hit, and it fell, and 3 people perished. And one request that came in last year, an application came in, and it was a family of one of the ones, the dads that had passed away. And their daughter is special needs, and she was like, I don't even know if this is possible, but, you know, I've been looking, and I've been trying to save money and get her a Nintendo Switch because her therapist thinks that's something for her hands. And we just, those aren't the kind of donations we get. But Allie had gotten donations through her Youth Ambassador program, and so she decided.
Yeah, we went to Walmart on Black Friday. We're just, you know, around shopping on Black Friday. And they had a Nintendo Switch, and it was, like, on sale. And I was like, we should get it for, like, the little girl. And then we, like, bought it, obviously, but then we like wrapped it up in like gold paper, and the mom came to distribution, and it was like, in the back. We didn't tell her, and it was in the back, and I went and like grabbed it, and I was like, here's like a little present for you. And she was like, okay. And she like opened it up, and she was like, oh my gosh. And then she was crying, and then we were crying. And then like, and then like after Christmas, she sent us like pictures of her daughter like opening it and being like so happy and so excited that she had gotten what she really wanted. And it made me like really happy to like make someone like make someone's Christmas that special. Like, it just, like, you feel it in your heart. Like, you feel like you did good.
Like, it was going to be a hard Christmas for them.
Yeah.
And to make it a little easier.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that's devastating. I'm local to the area, and I watched it on the news when it was happening. And it was just insane. You know, and I didn't realize that you guys were, impacted. Your campaign area was impacted by that, you know. So that's insane. That's amazing that you're able to do something like that too. Able to do special requests on not the regular, but very, very much, you know, individually, you know, given out, stuff like that. So, and then you said maybe you had another one.
So we, have a local family, the Bradshaw family. They just came to us a few years ago and said, we want to do a bike drive for you. And they put it out through social media, their own social media pages.
Their network of friends.
And Bradshaw Bike Drive for Midshore Toys for Tots. And the first year, I think they collected 80-some bikes.
82 or something.
And then last year, it was like 113 bikes. But they, we decided to do it as a lottery program because we had never had that amount of bikes. And so we put out a deck of cards. Every person that comes in draws a card. You get a royal. We yell, you get a bike. It's this big thing. Everyone cheers. It's really, really fun. And so this one mom came in and she picked a royal and won a bike. And so kind was like, I'm so sorry. My son has special needs and he'll never be able to ride a two-wheel bike. He would need, but he's in, I think he was 14, but he's really tall and he would need an adult-sized bike. And so we started chatting as she was going around, how sweet of her to give up this bike. And we started looking into what an adult tricycle would look like and cost, which is above the cost of what a coordinator can spend on a bike. And so when I brought it to the Bradshaws last year, as they were starting their bike drive, Lauren was like, give me a minute. Let me see what I can do. Let me see. And she calls me and she's like, someone donated a adult size trike, has a basket on the back. It was fancy, really cool blue color. And so in our distribution, I knew that mom was coming Monday night. So we kind of like held the line a little bit when she checked in, rolled that bike in so that when we opened the doors for her to walk in, she saw the bike. And then she just stood outside in the cold. And we were like, come in, you have to check in. And then we still made her pick a card. There was just one card on the table. And we all yelled, you get a bike.
Oh, yeah.
And then we were like, can you get this bike home? So thankfully she had a truck. But Christmas Day, two things, she sent us an email with pictures of her son on the bike and riding the bike. And he, like we all love Chick-fil-A, right? So he is employed by Chick-fil-A and he can ride his bike like on back through parking lots from their apartment and ride his bike to work. And Chick-fil-A like lets him lock it up. And then we just saw them recently at our Queen Anne's County Fair, our local fair. And she introduced him to us and he was shaking all of our hands. And
he loved the promo.
Yes, he loved to pop it.
It was just so cute.
It's just so sweet. And her gratitude for us is just, and she's like telling everyone, come meet my friends from Toys for Tots. And
everyone that walks by.
It's those moments, all that hard work is worth it, right?
Yes.
That impact, the true, like you're making a true moment in this person and kid's life that is so impactful, you don't realize that ripple effect for them. And so as a family, it's fun to have these wonderful sharing stories that are so impactful to people in our local community, in our backyard. It's really awesome.
Yeah, I think that's the key, is like it all stays local.
Right.
Right. We're not a major corporation that brings all the toys in and then sorts them out and then, you know, gives them out to certain areas. It is literally locally grown, driven, donated, everything. And it's because of volunteers like yourselves that make this happen, because, you know, there's 30 people on staff at the foundation. That's it. But there's 800 and I think this year, I thought it was 880 this year.
The slides.
Oh, the slides. Okay. I didn't know if we had approved the other four yet. So, you know, that's a lot of people. Mm-hmm. If you think about it, that's only 876 liters
Right.
And then however big their campaign is,
right,
how many volunteers they have.
Right.
You know, so that's, it's huge. It's a, it's so much more of an impact than people understand,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Sure.
Looking ahead, what are your plans for the upcoming holiday campaign, and how are you, what kind of events are you doing to get the community involved and all that, mm-hmm, stuff, and as a youth ambassador and as a coordinator, mm-hmm, you know, and as an upcoming youth ambassador, you know, because you were selected for this year, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so you're it.
She's in.
You're it. You're out. After the season.
Yeah, you have to stay.
You got a mentor for a little while.
I know, the whole year. Yeah. I know, I have to be a mentor.
Yeah.
So we have a few events coming up that are just, so first.
Yeah, because, I mean, campaign starts October 1st. So Christmas starts October 1st, no matter how much Dad wants to be a Grinch and wait until December. So we have another kids bingo, because we did a Christmas in July bingo and we had like a great turnout for that. So we were like, you know what, let's do it again. And we're doing that in October. Mm-hmm. So we're planning for that.
And that's really fun. The kids bring a $10 value toy and that gets them a bingo card, and it's 10 games of bingo.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
And then we have toys, like we try to do family games and they get to pick their, so they call bingo. We have a ton of family games.
Yep.
Advent calendars tend to be a really popular choice, yep, of gift. And so, and then we have like fun little games happening and food per purchase that the American Legion donates back to our campaign. So that's a fun kid fundraiser we do. Another thing that, because of American Heritage Girls, it's a faith-based scouting group we do, our troop is about 60 girls, so we offer service hours to those girls to come help, because we let our family shop. So that is, we need lots of shoppers. And then some of the girls' very good friends do Sea Cadets, which is like a
youth, it feeds into the Navy.
Yeah, it's the youth program for the Navy. And then what's the other one in Easton? We actually have two
districts. Civil Air Patrol.
Yes.
They come and help. They help like with the really heavy boxes, like Sea Cadets. You know, like the guys are like, yeah, we'll carry in like all the heavy boxes with all
and
toys.
The
toys.
And like, yes, and they help bikes. Us. They help us give out all those bikes that we've collected.
Yep.
I really love when one of them picks them up and the bottom falls out the box.
It helps save all of us older guys' backs through the,
yes, through the season. Yeah, right. We got to use the youth while we can.
Yes, but on the upside of having Allie and then her friends that do all of these other programs, then it was like, all right, Morgan, can you ask the Sea Cadets can come? Rowan, can you ask Civil Air Patrol?
My best friend does Sea Cadets, and then her little brother does Civil Air Patrol. So, like, having both of them be like, hey, there's, like, service hours that you guys can come do. So, like,
and 4-H kids, we do
4-H
get kids.
4-H come a lot because of the fair we're there. And they're like, oh, wait, we can
service
come to
hours.
This. Like,
yes.
Yeah, service
absolutely
hours, like, great.
Yes. So we do two distributions, one in Easton, which is in Talbot County that we cover, and then one in Centerville, which is in Queen Anne County. So two of the five counties is where we do distribution out of. So we're kind of like a traveling road show at Christmas that week. So,
but it is great to see, though, like I had mentioned before, what's great is all of this youth coming into it. Because when we first volunteered, it was mainly a lot of like American Legion members.
Right.
And so they tended to be on the older side, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, and some of them were retired, so they had flexibility in their schedule. But now the impact, because of some of the more youthful involvement in our program, I mean, you look around the room, the average age that's helping is almost in the teens or 20s nowadays than it was before, which is, it's really great to see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Because you need all the volunteers you can get. I mean, how many, on average, what's your average toy count for the year?
I think last year we were at 5 toys a child, but that included a family game and a book.
Okay.
And a stuffed animal.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
And how many families do you help?
Families? I think we were at just over 1,000 last year. We did just over 2,300 kids.
Oh, wow.
The year before I took over, Greg ran 948 kids. And last year we did 2,315.
That's a big increase.
In 2 years.
It did help that we stopped using newspapers and we started using technology.
Yes.
and a lot of campaigns, you know, because they're small areas, you know, they rely on whatever they have in the area, you know, or whoever's volunteering.
Right.
So bringing in a youthful, you know, family, really, you know, can expand traumatically. I mean, you know, it's just tremendously.
Right.
Excuse me.
Yeah. And it's simply like, Allie, take our Toys for Tots Facebook page and make a post for me that I can share across the five counties pages.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
and that really helps.
It really does. And we've gone to all online, which has helped tremendously as well, because people can just sign up from their phones, get a pickup time, and just come. So that's helped tremendously. People were just missing it all the time because it was being sent in the mail, and they just moved too often to send paper letters.
Yeah.
So.
And our new app also probably helps out tremendously as well.
I'm super
because,
excited.
It'll geotag the locations for drop-offs.
Yep.
It'll give an actual address for your collection, your warehouse.
Yep.
You know, and then in the future, I don't want to give anything away, but it'll be definitely more of a robust app to where, you know, you have the potential of applications going through there, you know, people getting those notifications, hey, this is your pickup time. You know, there's a lot more that we can do with it, and we're working towards that. You know, our IT department is fantastic in what they do.
Right.
You know, so it's gonna be pretty cool. I mean, all the technology that we can bring into this and expand.
Right.
You know, and I think that's what helped us really kind of reach 13 million children last year. You know, was the expansion of our website, expansion of our app. You know, and the Youth Ambassador Program was a, you know, huge success and has been for the last 4 years.
For sure.
once it started, and then now we're just keep growing with it.
Yeah.
So, any other major events that you guys got going on?
Oh, we have our quarter auction. That's one of the new events that we have this year, because we have a really big auction normally in like April, where we raise like a lot of money for like when we start to like go buy toys throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, like, it's such a great event, and, like, there's so many, like, we sell it, last year we sold over, like, 150 tickets or something like that to that, and at, like, our really small Legion, that was a lot of people. And so, we were like, let's do a quarter auction, because, like, you know, people love the auction, so let's do another one, like, in November. And so we have one coming up in November that's going to be really fun to plan, and I'm really excited for that. And then every year we do our local Christmas parade, so they have like the local news there, and they have like all the floats. It's like at the high school, like we go big loop around the town, and it's really fun to have drop-offs there because we get a lot of donations, and the people on our local news are so, oh my gosh, I love them so much, and they're like, come donate, we have a box literally right next to us, like,
yeah,
I love it.
And American Heritage Girls like has a float.
Yep, our American Heritage Girls troop has a float. So it's fun. As like, we're all in our Toys for Tots garb running up to all the floats taking toys.
Yep. People like, because we were at the like judges stand last year, is where we were standing, and they would like run up and like give us all their toys, and like, I don't know what it was. Maybe it was like a Boy Scouts troop, and
no,
they were
high school.
Yeah, and they were bringing bikes with them. They had like two bikes, and they were running the bikes with the whole like loop. And then they were like, "Here!" And they were like, "Oh my gosh!
<That's>
cannot
cool.
believe you had these bikes the whole time. Like you walked the whole loop with these kid bikes." Like
absolutely.
Yeah.
What is it your guys' campaign might need this coming season? You know, obviously you can't tell how many gifts you're going to collect, and you always need more gifts, but. You guys are good on a warehouse space.
We have donated storage spaces. Yeah,
okay.
That is, although, I mean, I always need more space.
Okay, all right.
See our basement.
Right, and we really try, I have a co-coordinator. She is fabulous. Her name's Lori, and the running joke is that I am the people. Every application, every phone call, every person runs through me. I handle all that, all the setting up of talking to people. Lori handles all the money. Any check donation that comes through goes straight to Lori.
And toys.
and Miss Lori keeps account of all our toys. She, like, if you ask that toy count number, she would know all the things. So, she, with funds, Midshore Toys for Tots is what we call ourselves. We really try to keep all of our funds local and spend them local, because that's really important to our community. And so one of the things we tried last year, which we'll see how it goes, we did not rent a U-Haul to move our boxes in our traveling roadshow, and we just used people with trucks and trailers. And I thought it was a good old time. But that is something, like, not everybody has a truck and a trailer, and not everybody can drop in the middle of a Tuesday and help me move 400 boxes of toys.
Right.
So that is the funds for a U-Haul is where, like, because I really like to spend, and Lori especially likes to spend our money on toys and getting toys to kids.
Well, that's, I mean, that's the goal, right?
Right. So
that's
like, what, and
so where you can save money mm-hmm. by doing alternative things.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
So maybe a sponsorship.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
Maybe something comes out of this and say, hey, somebody watches this and says, oh, they just need a U-Haul for the season? Cool. Yep,
the biggest right. one they got. Boom.
Well, I was gonna add too, like ancillary stuff like boxes of trash bags cost a lot. And so like instead of being able to buy toys or rent a U-Haul, like we'd love to have more of a local impact from a toys perspective. So finding those people in the community that can offer some additional funds to offset some of those notional costs just means more toys and impact locally. So mm-hmm. those are some of the, I would say those yeah. are some of the needs for our campaign, because it is, it's a fairly large campaign. It's grown a lot. And so having those resources is just extra money that takes away from the distribution capability.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
What's that?
Sometimes it's team stuff too. But
that's really what I've been focusing on, is getting more teen items, because I mean, one of the first years we volunteered, we would take them to the teen table and it was like nail polish and like a little kid's like Claire's like makeup set. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, well,
you know, what 17-year-old is going to want like nail polish? Like some 17-year-olds, but I love nail polish. But like, you know, every single year for Christmas, you're going to get nail polish, like a pot of nail polish. Like, so like one of my like initiatives when I first started was like, I'm going to make this teen table. Like we're going to make it like amazing. Like it's going to be like, wow. That's really cool. Like, that's a lot of stuff that my teen would like. So, like, last year, I think, was, like, our best year. We got so many teen items, like, blankets, like, Lego sets, like, water bottles, Nerf guns, like, all the makeup bags, hair dryers, hair, like, curlers, mm-hmm. like, all of the things. Mm-hmm. Because, like, we're serving that teen table. It's, like, 14 to 17. Yeah. 18. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 14 to 18. And that's a 4-year gap. So, like, a 14-year-old might still like the nail polish and the makeup, while the 17-year-old might need, like, a makeup storage or, like, maybe a hair, like, a mm-hmm. curler. Like, mm-hmm. and we were even doing, like, little, we had, like, little, like, travel sets, too. Like, mm-hmm. we had, like, a little, like, suitcase set for, like, you know, like some people might be going to like different parents' houses, or maybe they're about to go to college and they need luggage, like
or things. I think that
And tents too,
right? Beyond
tents and fishing kits, and because we, you know, Maryland, they're so southern, they like to hunt fish.
I was gonna say beyond toys, get outside, and those teens, they do want to hunt and fish and maybe camp or maybe and so those are items that I think people don't think about for Toys for Tots.
Yeah. Right, absolutely. You know, and that's the key is. So utilizing social media, utilizing your youth and mm-hmm. your connections, and saying, hey, everybody, you know, that's, you know, at your school or whatever, I mean, not school, your homeschool, but in your group, that, you know, hey, this is what we need this year, you know, is there, you know, put it out there.
Yeah.
Even if you just share it and say, hey, this is what we need, you don't have to necessarily donate it yourself, but getting the word out there mm-hmm. allows other people to go, oh, okay. This is actually what they need instead of just, you know, a stuffed animal.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. And, yeah, that was, like, one of my things was I made an Amazon wish list one year. And then, like, it, like, kind of, like, there were so many people buying it for me because I shared it on, like, all of the pages, like, in our local, like, all the 5 counties. I was like, hey, if you want to just buy something small for Toys for Tots this year, buy this, like, $10 book set. Or buy this, like, you know, like, a whole, I put, like, there was, like, a bazillion items on there, and I got a lot of donations through that. And then once I had like shared it in the Youth Ambassador Corner, which is like our little like where we all like post all of our things and like talk about what's going on, and like if anybody needs help, like talk to us here. And I posted it there, and then on the next meeting, Mr. Mike Stuckey was like, Allie, I want to hear about that Amazon wish list you made. And I was like, oh, it was really like, that's really cool. And then like he was like, how should other people use that, like why, like blah blah blah. And then like the last 2 years, I've noticed, like, Miss Janelle from Kentucky, her Darby, one of the youth ambassadors, she also had one, and then, like, another person and another, like, had one, and they were posting it in the Youth Ambassador Corner, and I was like, that's really cool that, like, I did something, and then now they realize that that could really help them, too, for, like, what they really need, like, if they really needed teen stuff, too, like, it would be really helpful.
And, like, they also have like stocking stuffers, like they don't want like Barbie dolls or like cheap nail polish, like little race cars, but like we got like teen stocking stuffers like Rubik's cubes and make face wash and like all this stuff.
Yeah, you guys are smart. I forgot about all that.
It's a blur of a
week. Oh, absolutely. So what advice would you give other families or other youths who are thinking about getting involved with Toys for Tots? Whether it's at a volunteer at the local chapter, becoming a coordinator, becoming a youth ambassador, you know, becoming a dad that has all of this tasking to do, you know, you're voluntold once again, you know, what advice would you give to those individuals out there, and you know, what are the best things about it?
I think if it's on your heart, do it. Mm-hmm. Like if you feel like pulled in the direction of maybe I should take over for a coordinator, like maybe I should be making more of an impact, or like if you like literally just want to volunteer, like that's also making an impact because you're like stepping up and help. Like for us, volunteers are everything because they're like shopping and they're helping us haul all the heavy boxes and they're giving bikes, like they're helping carry the bikes outside for people. Mm-hmm. And like we like really this is pushed by volunteers, like this is literally a volunteer focused program. Mm-hmm. So like If it's on your heart, you should do it, because like that's what me personally, because I'm like, maybe I should plan more events, or like maybe I should like do an event at a Title I school, like, you know. Mm-hmm. It was like for the Scholastic program, like when they were talking about that on a meeting, and I was like, that sounds like, because I love the literacy program, it's just like my favorite thing in the whole world. During the month of February, that is, I'm the literal only person talking on the meeting, because I'm like, oh my gosh, guys, you should do the literacy program, it's so much fun. I'm sure people are sick of me, but I like when they were talking about it, I was like, they're only asking for 5 youth ambassadors. I should probably be one of them. So like getting to spearhead that was like really, really cool. And like, it, you know, like I was like, maybe I should do it. So that's what for me.
Right. And I would say for volunteers, if you want to get involved with Toys for Tots, reach out to your local coordinator. They always need help. Even if they don't shop and they bag for their people, they still need someone to bag. They still need someone to sort. They still need someone to count. We keep account of every toy that comes through, right?
Yes.
So that we report it back to you guys. So there's lots of moving pieces. So, and it can be a family thing. Go as a family for 2 hours and watch. You'll stay for 4. Like it just happens. That's what happens there. I think if you're looking to be a coordinator, that is amazing and wonderful. And there is so much support, not just from the foundation, but all the coordinators. I met someone when I was here 2 years ago for my first training, and she's from Illinois, and she is my point person. She's not even in my region, but Jessica just makes it so easy to message her, and she's always willing to help. She's always, if she doesn't have an answer, she'll find me an answer. And then Jen is in Pennsylvania, and since we're in the same region, like those are just, you know, and to be back here with them and to sit with them and share what we've done in the last 2 years together. So as they've grown and our campaign has grown, I think that I would love for there to be a coordinator in every county so that children, if we're missing them, and I know that's a far off like vision, right?
It's but not that, it's not as far as you think.
Right.
We actually are in the high, I think we're in the high 90s.
90, I saw 91%.
Yeah. So we're in the 90s, right, for covering the entire country.
That's amazing. But like, know? People are here to support you for Toys for Tots. That's what I love about it. Like we all, there's one region campaign manager for each of us, but Karen, I email her, and it's not often that it's more than 2 hours before she emails me back. And it's what I need and more every time. Mm-hmm. So I think that's, if that's on your heart to become a coordinator, there's no reason to like hold back there, because the support is there for you.
Yeah.
And if you're a coordinator and you don't have a youth ambassador and you're like, I'm telling you, you're missing out, because these kids have ideas and have inspirations that I don't even think of. And so, and she lives at home with me. So like, but her ideas, and then to be like, oh, we should implement that, and then see what it does in our community.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the way you grow.
Right.
You know, is you have to have fresh ideas. You have to have a fresh look at things.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you change it up a little bit, and hey, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work, and you move on to the next
exactly.
one. You know, and you know, as a youth ambassador, you've learned that over the last 4 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or three? Four.
Four.
Four. Yeah, four. Yeah. So, you know, and you're going to take the next step, and you're going to do the same thing. So that is pretty much it. You guys got any last thoughts? Anything else you want to share?
If you know Spanish, please come.
Well, hopefully I heard that Apple's got those new AirPod things that'll translate for you.
I'll say one last thing on that last topic, which was, you know, getting involved. I will say seeing somebody's joyful impact as a volunteer is really amazing, number one. Number two, the people that volunteered for the first time and the impact they see they've made makes them so thankful and grateful, but more importantly, they're always the ones that want to come back and volunteer even more. Mm-hmm. Like as soon as they get involved and see what they can do and how it impacts, it's like something they want to be involved with because it brings so much joy. So I would say if you're on the cusp of volunteering, do it. It's completely worth it and you will see the reward of your hard work, but it's worth every single minute you give to the program.
Absolutely. You know.
And waking up on Christmas morning and thinking 2,315 kids have presents because of us and what we did.
It's big.
Yeah.
And just like it's the families big. That come and the faces when they see the toy that they may have asked for.
Mm-hmm.
And we pull toys if they got asked, like Barbie dolls, race cars, we pull them aside in the front where like you're gonna like get it, like if they check in. Something.
Mm-hmm.
We try to find it or like grab it and we like hold it aside so then no one takes it, so then that kid can have a special Christmas with the answers and like the prayers that they've been begging for, like all those toys that they wanted, like they got it and they knew that like that was, this is their like Christmas. This is how they can support and like understand that people are like trying to help them and they just want to, they're like, they're just so thankful for like the people who come in and like if I would be thankful, like just like about how much we do and how much my family puts in their time and their effort to just make every kid have a Christmas.
Absolutely. I would say just find your local Toys for Tots distribution and get at it, because the next thing you know, you may have half the family who's involved and I'm the guy wearing marine.
I get an army guy in a marine shirt.
That's right. I mean, I'm Air Force, so I wear a full costume.
Right? You wear dressed
full. So I got full on. He's over there hiding. But, you know, and in all of that, thank you so much for everything that you guys do as a family. You know, and I know that I've been on location where we've given out toys, literally handed them to the families and stuff like that, and it is huge. You know, and not everybody has the opportunity to do something like that, and what you're doing is so special. You know, it is changing lives of kids around the nation, because, you know, you hand a fire truck to a kid, you know, and then 30 years down the road, they're now a firefighter because they got that one toy, you know, and so it is huge. And we can't thank you enough. We can't thank all of our volunteers across the nation for everything that they do. So thank you guys for joining on the podcast. Your app chat is rocking and rolling, and, you know, we'll go celebrate your, you know, Youth Ambassador of the Year here this evening.
Yes.
You got a big speech?
Yeah.
All right. So hopefully you're ready.
Well, can I give a little speech now?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, so I feel like because it's Yap Chat, I should give like a little advice to like these little Youth Ambassadors. Because I don't know how many are watching this. I don't know. But, you know, if you're a Youth Ambassador, if you're new or if you've been here for 3 years and you feel like you're not making that big of an impact, or like you feel like it's not really like getting the ball rolling, like every time you plan something it doesn't go your way, number one, reach out to like me or someone else who, like one of our mentors. We have a really big mentor thing this year where we're gonna help you guys and do all of that. But like any impact, like a small difference can make a big difference over time. Like that's one of my favorite things like I've ever heard about Toys for Tots, is that like even if you plan one event for your whole year, and but you're doing the choice board and you're on the monthly meetings and you're doing all of that, you are making an impact because you're still a national representative. You're still getting represented through the program. But you know, like, don't feel discouraged. Like, and if something doesn't, if there's, like, a few setbacks, like, it's one step forward, three steps back. But, like, you know, you can always reach out to us. We can always help you. You have a support system. And, like, you know, just keep pushing forward. Like, don't stop in the middle of the year just because your two events that you planned didn't end up going how you wanted them to. Like, keep going. And reapply for another year. Like, maybe your second year will be better. Maybe your third year will be better. Maybe you'll be Youth Ambassador of the Year. Like... You know, like, just keep going.
Like, just keep pushing forward.
Yeah.
Not alone.
I mean, that's literally every motto of every branch of the military, right? Is just keep pushing forward. Because it's going to be tough times. You just got to get through it. Mm-hmm. And you're going to see the sunshine at the end.
Yeah. You know? And it's like, don't think of, like, us mentors as, like, you can't talk to us because, like, we're really cool. Or, like, you can't talk to Mr. Mike Stuckey about if you're having issues or anything, even because they're, like, running the meetings or whatever. But they want to hear from you. Like, they want to see your events. They want to come to your events. They want to hear, like, they want to see it in the Facebook group. They want to do, like, they want to repost it on the national page. But, like, reach out to me. Reach out to them. Reach out to all the mentors. Like, just really, like, just, like, I feel like one of the biggest parts that, like, this is kind of hard to do is, like, building the community of all of us. And you can really see it at camp, like, how we all, like, get together and everything and like that. But, like, we, like, I want to make it. Like, I want, like, all of these ambassadors. Like, I want to meet you all. Like, you guys are, like, so amazing. And I get to see what you're doing. And I just love it. I really do. And, yeah, that's probably my advice is just, like, there's a community out here for you. So, like, talk to us.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you again.
Yeah.
Thank you, the Brown family. You know, and we'll see you next time on Yap Chat.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks to our youth ambassadors for sharing your stories and insights. To everyone listening, keep leading, keep serving. We'll see you next time on Yap Chat.